Absolutely fantastic to be coming into your living room today. I'm very excited about this day. It's called Pentecost Sunday. And across the world right now, we're celebrating one of the greatest moments in history when God sent the power of the Holy Spirit and really launched the church. So I got a great message for you today. I want you to get your notebook ready right now. Get prepared to take some notes. And you are looking good this morning. And it's a privilege to be coming into you on live streaming. And so get ready. And let's pray, shall we, before we begin. And maybe you could stand wherever you are right now. Maybe you could stand with me. Let's pray together and really believe that today would be instigational in starting something fresh in your life. I really believe it. Someone watching right now, I believe the power of God is on you. Someone who woke at 1:15 this morning and there was a troubling spirit on you. Someone who was really battling with life and death in your own spirit at 1:15 this morning. I believe today God is setting you free. And as you watch this right now, I believe the power of God's victory comes to you and you become an overcomer and you get a fresh sense of victory in this next season. You'd lost your vision, you'd lost your hope, and God says, today I'm giving it back. So let's stand and pray, shall we, and believe God for an incredible moment in your lives today in Jesus' name. So Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, God, for the incredible power of your love and mercy and grace in our lives. I thank you for every person watching right now at Inspire at Home in our church called Inspire right now. I thank you for every incredible person, Lord, every individual, God, who you love, have mercy for, and launch expectation into their lives today. So I pray right now that this would be a moment of encounter and a moment of victory in your lives in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come into every living room right now. Visit every living room. Present yourself in every room, God, whether it be in a car, whether it be on the highway, wherever that person is who's watching right now, I pray that you would be incredibly powerful right in this moment, that this would be a God encounter in Jesus' name. For whoever's watching across the planet right now, I pray that this would be a moment of victory, healing, and restoration in your life in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. You can sit down or do whatever you were doing before, okay? It always makes me laugh. Some people are probably, I've heard people are watching this from their bed, okay? So you've got your whatever, you've got your comfort zone going on there. Today we're talking about Pentecost Sunday. What a privilege it is and what an honor it is. And I hope you've got your Bible ready and I hope you're ready to take some notes, okay? We've got some scriptures in here for you. Before I do get going, I want to give you some reference. Because we're going to talk about Pentecost Sunday and the Holy Spirit, I want to commend this book to you by a friend of mine, Mark Peterson, from San Diego, actually. He lives now, he's an Australian. My friend, the Holy Spirit. And I believe it's a powerful book that can be effective in your life right now. And so I encourage you right now, be reading the right stuff, be investing in the right stuff, be hanging around the right people, and get the right talk into your spirit right now. In these days, I tell you, we've been through isolation, we've been through lockdown, we're coming out right now, which is exciting because it actually means that next week we'll be able to do church in the physical, and that's going to be exciting. So make sure you watch this spot, watch online, and we're going to be giving you information on how you can register for that first service at 10 a.m. and how you can actually be prepared, some of you, to come to the 4 p.m., which will be an identical service. I'll be preaching at those. It's going to be exciting, and we're going to have some physical input and impartation. You see, it's a great thing that we've been able to do live streaming and online. It's a great thing, and we've preached the word, but my Bible says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. And there's something incredibly powerful, and I hope you've got a team around you right now, or you're sharing it, or making it some kind of a shared group that are watching with you today, or got your iGroup with you. And I pray right now that, because the Bible says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together, for a very powerful reason, over this live streaming, it's not like you can catch the spirit of this moment. I pray you can, and I'm asking God to come right into your living room with power right now. But there's something about the gathering together where we catch the actual impartation of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, especially right now when we're talking Pentecost Sunday. So just a couple of other books I want to recommend to you, because I want this to be a season or a session in your life that launches a fresh season. Because coming out of isolation, a lot of people are fearful, a lot of people have lost hope, a lot of people have lost their vision, and this is why it's important that we come out. We've been in for about 50 days, and we come out, which is biblical actually, into out of isolation, and we come into a moment where God pours out His Spirit. So I pray right now that'll happen in your life today. There's a couple of books I want to recommend, and that is The Greatest Power in the World by Catherine Kuhlman, which is an old book but a powerful book for you. Anointing Fall on Me by T.D. Jakes is a very powerful book. And Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. Those are actually powerful books. I'm reading a book at the moment called The Leading Brain, which is actually an incredible book. It's a book actually on prayer. It's about the psychology of the mind and how atmospheres and words we speak can unlock the supernatural into our lives. But here we go. Today I want to give you the Word of God, and I want it to unlock the power of God. So you ready? In Jesus' name. Here's what it says in Jeremiah 17:7. It says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence." I love that. I love that verse. I love what it is in our life. Coming out of isolation, where fear has maybe locked you down, where you feel that isolation has been too lonely or too dark or too confining for you. Well, let me tell you this. Everything that has been in isolation, in fact, everything in God goes through isolation. A seed has to be planted in the ground in complete darkness, isolated from the fruit it was once a part of, and put into the ground in darkness, in isolation, in the cold, and yet it launches through, it pushes through. And I prophesy over you today that you're going to push through into this next season in your life. In fact, I see better things coming on this side of isolation, no matter how dark it looks right now. Some of you, your businesses have suffered, your finances have suffered, your jobs have suffered. I've heard of many people becoming unemployed during the season or losing business. But I declare and prophesy over you right now that if you'll lift your vision, lift your eyes and focus on the goodness of God and on the Word of God and some good input into your life, that God will relaunch your faith and relaunch your hope into this next season. That's why it's Pentecost Sunday, because Pentecost Sunday was a day where they'd come out of darkness. Remember, the disciples felt like they'd lost everything. They felt like it was over. Jesus had been, they had boldness, they were courageous. Jesus said, "I'm going to breathe on you and you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit and an impartation." And while they were with Jesus, they were bold. When Jesus got crucified, they lost their confidence. They were hiding away. They were behind closed doors in isolation. And yet Jesus said to them before He go, He said, "I want you to tarry in Jerusalem. I want you to wait on Me. I want you to spend a season of waiting, of tarrying, of waiting for what I want to do. I'm going to send a comforter to you, the Holy Spirit, and He will lead you, guide you, anoint you, and cause you to be powerful in My name." And out of that, they came with incredible confidence and changed the world. I believe the same for you today. In fact, I make this a prophetic declaration over your life. COVID-19, you have no effect on God's people in this next season, and I prophesy and pray for you that you will come out of this getting great jobs, getting great opportunity, seeing visions of the future, and launching yourself into the victory God's got for you. Here we go. I love what this says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 is powerful in your world right now, coming out of isolation. "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us." And friend, He loves you. There's not been one generation that didn't go through tough times and yet came through it and pushed through into the victory that God's got from it. That seed in the ground pushes through. Every single seed pushes through and becomes a fruit-bearing tree. And I pray right now that that'll be your experience. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 is specifically for you, for someone watching today. "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And I declare that over your life right now, an incredible future and an amazing hope. Boy, it's like welcome It's like, welcome to the next season, because I believe this is your season and I want you to get excited about it. Acts chapter 2 is my text for today, and my message is based on Pentecost, which was an incredible day in history. And here's what it says. Now, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, and it was a season because it was out of a celebration that the Jews had, a customary celebration called the Feast of Weeks, where Pentecost came out of that. They'd been celebrating it for years, and it was there was a work up to it, where there was a preparation for it, as there was a waiting and a preparing your heart for this. When it had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and that's really what Pentecost is about. Pente, incidentally, means 50, and it was 50 days after the Passover, that they would have this incredible moment of celebration called Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, as it was known. And it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and sat upon each of them. That's everybody in the room, okay? And they were all, everybody say all, right there in your room, all. Come on, frighten somebody out of their comfort right now. All, because the Holy Spirit will always pull you out of your comfort zone. Ask me, I've been there. Got born again when I was 25 years old, received the Holy Spirit into my life about a week later, and it transformed every single thing in my life, I want to tell you. And the best exciting days launched ahead of that, and still the best is yet to come. And it finishes with saying this, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Which is interesting. And the Holy Spirit, let me just say this right now. Let me start off with the Holy Spirit is a very real person. You've heard of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When Jesus went back to the Father, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. He said to the disciples, oh, wait on me. Wait in Jerusalem. He spoke to 500 people, actually. Only 120 were actually paying attention and prepared to push in and get this destiny off God for where it was about to head. And it was about to become incredibly exciting. And in John 16:7, he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away so that I can send a comforter to you. Who is this Holy Spirit? Well, in the nutshell, he is our helper. He's the one that helps us, okay? And we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be churches, and we need to be a church inspire that is powerful and understanding of the Holy Spirit. And I pray today would launch you in some of the freshness of that, because if we're not Holy Spirit people, we can offer no hope to a broken, hurting, and lost generation. Lots of people right now looking for answers, and we have the answer. The thing is, we've got to stir it up in our spirit and become the people, the Pentecostal people that we declare we are. The role that he has in your life right now is very powerful. The Holy Spirit comes into your life. He dwells in you. Jesus said, I will send him, and he will, and you receive him. He come into your life. It's like Christianity is not a passive lifestyle. True Christianity, Pentecostal Christianity, is like a contact sport. I used to play rugby and used to be a flanker, and I loved that position, and I loved getting out, and you'd guarantee you'd get hit by something, but you'd come out of there with expectation and a launch of enthusiasm in your life, and you'd break off there with the ball ready to go, and someone would guaranteed hit you. Well, Christianity is like that. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. It's a full contact position. Christianity is not something where we're sort of hiding back, and we tap into the realm of the supernatural. We have contact with spiritual forces. We live in a very spiritual world. Often we don't see that, but we live in a very spiritual world. It's like the Bible says that you are spirit, soul, and body. That's what you're made up with. Your spirit on the inside of you. The Bible says it's dead inside of you until you're made alive in Christ. So God wants to bring you alive. The Bible says this after that. It says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we have victory in those circumstances. When you get hit by something, when a circumstance or an individual comes against you, or words or your environment comes against you, you have power within to rise above that circumstance. It's like coming out of isolation. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside, so we can come out of that knowing that we've got victory on the inside of us, and we can begin to dream and have vision again, okay? So the Holy Spirit wants to guide you through this thing that we call life, okay? He wants to guide you through that. The Bible tells us that you can live in great victory on the other side of the circumstances you go in, because the Holy Spirit will strengthen you, okay? We are called a Holy Spirit or a Spirit-filled church, Pentecostal, if you like. And we believe the Spirit of God can set you free. In a moment, He can change your life. And we believe that that's the power. Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, I'd like to say, this is what we are, okay? Just so a little bit of an identity of Inspire Church here right now. We are, number one, Holy Spirit, but not weird. And you've got to be careful of that too, because if you look up weird in your dictionary, it actually gives you quite a positive insight as to being heavenly, weird meaning heavenly, meaning paranormal, being outside of the norm. And I tell you what, a lot of things in life are outside of the norm. And that's why we need to be Holy Spirit. I don't want to, you know, people say to me, but we don't want to be weird. No, but we don't want to be ineffective either. We don't want to be people that have no power and no results and no effect. Because I happen to meet people. I have phone calls from people that have been looking into the paranormal. They've been looking into the, for some reason, people, because our spirit desires the freedom that the Holy Spirit brings, we look into areas. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, if we don't have Jesus, we're looking in other areas. And people who have looked into tarot card reading, horrible scopes, and that's where people go. If they don't have the power of God, they seem to go to these other avenues of satisfying their spirit, because your spirit is desperate for hope. And no matter how victorious life is, people are searching for answers. And so they look in the wrong areas. And often I am called to their places in the middle of the night where they are being tormented or troubled by what we might call evil spirits, but things that are tormenting them. And I've often been called in the middle of the night to come to the house, and I walk in there with power and authority in the Holy Spirit. And there's nothing weird about that, because I go in there in power and command that spirit to get out of their house. And people who have never been to church in their life experience a peace of God all of a sudden and understand a freedom that comes their way. And that's why I say we are Holy Spirit, but we're not weird, okay? Number two, we're authentic in our relationships and we are real. And that's what we mean when we are Pentecostal, okay? Number three, we are empowered to empower people to receive incredible freedom in their life. We are empowered to empower people to receive incredible freedom in their lives, okay? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 in the Amplified Bible says this, but you will receive power, and it says the ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell people about me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is why, as Pentecostals, we should be the most encouraging, enthusiastic and excited people on the planet. And I really believe that I'm 100% excited today and expectant of what God is going to do in this next season. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, Jesus said this, behold, I will send the promise of my Father to you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So the New Testament church, which is what we are right now as a Pentecostal church celebrating Pentecost Sunday, was birthed in the power of the supernatural. It wasn't normal. It was something that people felt was an incredible, uplifting, energizing experience for them. The Bible says that there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Now that's no different really to hundreds of years before when Moses brought the law of God down from Mount Sinai in Leviticus chapter 25, and they experienced the same experience right there as they were celebrating Pentecost, or they were celebrating actually the Feast of Weeks. And right there as the law came, God turned up on the mountain, remember? God turned up on the mountain with the same experience, the sound of a mighty rushing wind, the sound of thunder, lightning, fire coming down from heaven. And it was the same experience that these guys were experiencing. They came into an upper room, 120 of them, and they received this infilling power when the Holy Spirit came into them, okay? And so that was the beginning of the church. And it's amazing because these disciples that had lost their courage, Peter who was hiding behind doors just a couple of weeks before that, suddenly became incredibly courageous. And I speak that over your life right now, that a courageous anointing would come upon you. And Peter, he went out and he preached the gospel. 3,000 get saved in one day. That's incredible. 3,000 Jews and Gentiles come into the kingdom that day. It's an amazing miracle that happens. Signs and wonders will follow when the Holy Spirit is on you. And I've seen many incredible miracles happening, signs and wonders. That's why we never want to live in the subdued content where we don't want to be who we are empowered to be. I think we often miss the second part of Acts chapter 2, where it says this, now all the believers, verse 44, now all the believers were gathered together and had everything in common and sold their possessions and their goods and divided them among all as everyone had need. Challenging words. And continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. In fact, maybe you could do that in your home today, whoever you are, if you don't understand what it is to do that. Jesus said, do this as often as you can in remembrance of what I did for you. So in remembrance of Pentecost today, maybe you could get some communion out after I finish preaching, have a little prayer time together, speak some victory over each other's life and over your circumstances, and take communion, because Jesus said, as often as you do this, you remember my death and resurrection and rising out of isolation into eternal life. See, Jesus was isolated in the tomb, but he rose victorious and conquered every single demonic power. And he handed us the keys and he said, here's the keys to victory in your life. Maybe you could do that today. Take a moment after I finish and take communion together. A little bit of juice or wine or whatever you've got in the house in a glass and a little bit of bread. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away your sin and washes away your pain and gives you healing and victory. Then the bread, a little piece of bread or a cracker, whatever you can find, which represents the broken body of Christ. And he says, I was broken so you could be whole. So whether it's emotional, spiritual right now, whether it's your soul realm that's torn apart and feeling weak, God can give you victory right now. So that's how the church started, man. And it goes on to say in verse 47, and I love this, and praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And I want to tell you just a real passage there about sharing your heart and what they shared and what they gave out. And we have got to be people. See, what are we going to do with this message today? At Pentecost, it was a time the church was birthed. There was incredible excitement. Paul said, without this power, you'll do nothing. And the book of Acts goes on to explain the incredible things that happened after these guys received. And incidentally, the book of Acts is the only book in the Bible that doesn't end with a period or an amen, which means that the book of Acts was continuously meant to be added to by our lives outliving the power of God. And we've got to push the envelope a little bit sometimes. We've got to push out of it and we've got to go for what God wants us to do in this hour and this time, okay? So I challenge you to push through a little bit there. It says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. This is the Pentecostal day we're living in right now. And it says this, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. On my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I want to tell you right now, the reality of that is that God gives you visions. He gives you insight and he gives you victory to break through on the other side. Okay. And so I want to challenge you a little bit right now. Let's make this a little bit practical today. In fact, right now, get a piece of paper out, or get your iPad out, or your device, don't call it an iPhone, but get your device out today And right now, just take a moment. Can we take a moment right now? And I want you to do this. See, he says there that your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. And I tell you right now, boy, dreams are the architect of the future, guys. And we need some dreams. And we need some visions, which are the outworking of what God wants to do in our lives right now. And I want to challenge you just right now. Have you got your iPad? Have you got a piece of paper? Have you got something you can note this down on? But I want you right now to write down a vision God gives you right now, because the Holy Spirit is right with you in your room. And he wants to empower you for this next season. And I want you to write down right now, write down just three things. Number one, what has God got for me in the next 6 months? Number two, write down, how is God going to launch power into my life right now to overcome the obstacles that I've got? Write down a vision. Come on, write it down. And finally, how will I outwork Pentecost in my life today? How will I outwork Pentecost? Because we've got to make the Word of God applicable in our lives. When the Jews met together for Pentecost or for the Feast of Weeks, and they celebrated this incredible moment, one of the things they did was, it was 50, penty meaning 50, and in that season, everything was returned. If you owed somebody, your debt was cancelled. If you had lost land through a wrong deal, it was returned to you. There was a whole cancellation of the past, and everything started afresh. And I want to say, somebody right now, just let it go. Just let it go. Because that's what Pentecost is about. It's about letting go of the past. Because the Holy Spirit came in. It was the only celebration they ever had, Pentecost, where they had the Feast of Weeks, where they actually had the bread with leaven in it, which means God meets you with your sin, with your uncircumcised life, whatever that may represent. And he brought to you the power of his unity with you. And there was oil poured on the bread, which means the anointing was going to be poured over your life so you would go through to victory. And I believe right now, as you take a moment, just write that down. Write down a vision for the next season in your life. And finally, the vision of how you're going to outwork Pentecost. Hey, do you need to let something go? Do you need to forgive somebody today? Do you need to make this real in your life? Do you need to give something away? Do you need to start investing in your future and just being generous? Because Pentecost was about being the most generous people on earth, free from the bondage of the burden of guilt, shame, and debt in your spirit, and let it go. And I want to say, just let it go today and let God be incredibly real in this moment in your life. I love you. God bless you. Maybe today for someone watching, it's I need to let go of the sin in my life. I need to deal with the circumstance. I need to get right with God. Maybe you're not a Christian today and you're watching this. Well, right now, friend, you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He said, whosoever will can come unto me. And friend, you can just right now just say, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart and be my Savior and be my Lord. Maybe that's a prayer you need to pray right now. Man, he loves you. If you knew how much he loves you, the very fact that he said it can have unleavened bread at this feast, he was saying, I don't care what state you're in, I love you anyway. And sometimes we condemn ourselves, but Jesus said, I will never condemn you. And right now, you can receive eternal life. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person who's been on this live stream today, that your power right now would set them free in Jesus' name. Somebody right now is being set free in your spirit. Just put your hand on your heart right now and receive the victory that God's got for you. In Jesus' name, I declare over your life that coming out of isolation, this will be a season of victory for you, that your pain would go, that your fear would leave you right now, that pain in your body, whoever needs healing right now, I declare it over your life, healing power of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, God, right now for the victory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We pray that you would activate something in your life and shift your life towards Jesus. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, just click follow. We love you. Have a blessed week.